This is a special recording for RPG A Day 2018, presented by Dave and Matthew, hosts of the Coriolis Effect podcast. Hello and welcome to Day 29 of RPG A Day 2018. My name is Matthew and this is David.
Hello.
And David, have you got a question for us?
David, why are you calling me David? Have I offended
because
you?
Because that's your name.
No, but I haven't been called. The only person who calls me David is my father, and he only does that when I've done something wrong. Anyway.
Well, while we're talking about this, you keep calling me Matt, and hardly anybody calls me Matt. Everybody else calls me Matthew.
Yeah, I kind of.
Right,
let's.
I think we should break this friendship now that we've had for 40 years.
See, the question is, share a friendship.
That's the topic.
Yeah. No, the question isn't break a friendship you've had because of RPGs. It's share a friendship that you've had because of RPGs.
Right. And I have got a very obvious answer for that, Dave. And that is you.
And that is Andy.
I know, but I think actually, no, let's look at our little gaming group that we have been playing with for many years.
Yeah.
Andy was my friend at school. You know, we sat in the same class. We were both, shall we say, not the popular boys. We banded together partly for our own protection as much as anything else. Mm. So that's a friendship that really has almost nothing to do with the games we've played since. The games we've played together have been because of that friendship.
Yeah.
But you,
yeah.
Why would I talk to you? I mean, you told me yesterday you were only 48, for God's sake.
I know.
You're years younger than
it's
I
great.
Am.
I mean, it's great. It's
you know,
great
the
being
only
the youngest.
Interaction I would have had with you at school is beating you up because that's what we did in our all-boys comprehensive school.
Well, you could have tried. I was in the rugby team, you know, so you might have struggled.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Maybe that's why you didn't beat me up.
But yeah, you were smaller. But no, I met you through your brother, Tony. And again, Tony was a guy who was older than me, so I wouldn't particularly have met him outside the gaming group. I played games first of all with Tony, then he brought his annoying younger brother along, and that boy was really annoying. But, you know, over the years, we played games with him, and we kind of got used to how annoying he is, and we've sort of accepted it. You know, he hasn't become any less annoying, but we've just got it, and it's become a friendship.
I'd like to thank you for the compliment, Matt, such as it is, as you kind of dragged it out of you with as many, you know, faint praises as possible. But no, that's true. So again, likewise. I mean, I think right back at you, I guess, is any way to say it there, really.
But there are other friendships too, I think, you know, out of that. We talked, I'm just reminded of the day one, what do you love about RPGs? And I think the thing that we both said was socialising and companionship.
Getting together, yeah, exactly.
And, you know, there is a... I think there's a certain intense nature of gaming because we're not just sitting around the pub talking about stuff and going through the same old jokes. I mean, we do that, but...
there are an awful lot of same old jokes, though. I mean, blimey. But also,
we then have these intense experiences where, for example, in our Fate campaign, you guys go through PTSD, effectively.
Yeah, that's.
Which would bind people together if it was real. But even though it's not real, it still kind of binds people together in a more intense way than I think other friendships.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
So yesterday, you were wanting to go off on one about people you respected in gaming. And obviously, you know, take it as read that I know I'm the person you respect most. And you're grateful for me, my existence. But are there some other people that I wouldn't let you talk about yesterday?
I am grateful for your existence. That's very true. Particularly when we have a barbecue. But... yeah, I think it's just kind of saying what you're saying. So again, I mean, both you and Andy, I don't think I'd ever have met or become friends with if it hadn't been for role-playing games. There are other people that I've role-played with who've been friends first, and then, you know, the role-playing became, you know, we realised it was a common interest. Obviously, there's all my old school crowd who, some of them would have been friends otherwise. Anyway, some of them were friends purely because of gaming, but you know, that's the core of, you know, the Andy Bricks of the world who again I mean, we knew each other at school. Would we have become friends if it wasn't for gaming? I don't know. And that probably goes for the same, with the exception of Mike, who I guess I knew through gaming as well, but we both played in the rugby team together. So we had other things other than gaming. But then ironically, he's the one who decided to sort of isolate himself from the group and went off on a different track in his life, and we haven't seen for nearly 30 years. So,
yeah, I think actually that's a good point. You know, our group of gamers hasn't just been you, me, Tony and Andy.
No.
That group has included many more people over the years, some of whom have drifted off and maybe, you know, taken themselves out of gaming altogether. Others we've lost contact with in more, or should we say, less purposeful ways. Others we're still in contact with, but we don't game.
Yeah.
And there's that wide circle of friendships. And I remember years ago now, my wife now, but then girlfriend, so it must have been almost 20 years ago, took me out to dinner as a kind of surprise for my birthday, took me to a restaurant where she had arranged for another friend of mine to appear. But just by coincidence, Roger was there with one of your friends who I don't play. I wasn't particularly one of mine. Can't remember who it was. Right. But they just happened to be dining at the next table. So, of course, they joined in on my birthday celebration as well. And,
oh, nice.
You know, that's amazing.
I think the other thing I would say, again, a much more recent example, is a couple of years ago when I was disappointed about how little gaming I was getting, because we were sort of stuck on our 2-monthly cycle and I didn't have any other groups to play with. I started a campaign down the pub with my sons and my brother, and Andy came to a few of those when he could make it.
And Andy
through
Gibbs,
that,
yeah.
Andy Gibbs, yeah. And through that, we met Paul and his son Connor, and they had a board game group that ran in the same pub. But they played a bit of role-playing games, and Connor was playing D&D and still does. And through that, through us just being in the same pub, chatting to the barmaid, she then said to Paul, oh, there's a bunch of guys upstairs who are playing a game. Paul came in and said hello. And now, you know, we've been role-playing with them. We've got the board game club that Tony goes to regularly, I go to when I can. And it's brought up a whole new set of friendships with Paul, with Connor, his son, with Pete, and others in the club, Rob and Ed and Mark. It's great. It's been really good. None of that
happened. And we went zombie hunting with them, didn't we?
We did. We went zombie hunting with them. And none of that would have happened if it hadn't been for role-playing games.
What a marvellous thing it is.
And what a perfect ending. If I can turn the siren off.
Cool. Excellent. So, that's a well-timed one. I think we should stop that there.
Yeah, let's see you all tomorrow, guys.
Let's see you tomorrow. Cheers. This podcast special was brought to you by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. RPG A Day is an idea from David F. Chapman of Autocratic.com, with the support of CastingShadowsBlog.com and Will Brooks. Music is by Stars on a Black Sea and used with permission of Free League Publishing.